For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins, and this is The Business Side. The Kentucky Chamber of Commerce has partnered with UK's Gatton College of Business and Economics to produce a quarterly report on the state's economic recovery, and this is the first of a two-part conversation about what it says. Back on The Business Side today is the president and CEO of the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, Ashley Watts. Ashley, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can you give me an overview of what the report is and how it's intended to help with economic recovery?
Yeah, you know, as we come out of the pandemic, hopefully in the next couple of months, the light is at the end of the tunnel and the vaccines are being distributed. We really wanted to make sure that we, the business community, policymakers, and all Kentuckians were really going to be focused on economic recovery and making sure that we had our finger on the pulse of how that was going. And so we partnered with UK on this project where we will start releasing quarterly economic reports on Kentucky's economy.
So what are some of the highlights of the report?
I think we all know that, you know, the economy has obviously taken a downturn since last year. I think we all know what happened in March and April in terms of unemployment numbers. Kentucky quickly had one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation. But I think the story here is kind of looking at the past year, and this report, the first one, looks at the last quarter of 2020. It shows that though the economy has rebounded from those initial days in the spring, we have not fully recovered. And I think that's kind of the story that we want to tell, is that, you know, many things have helped, such as stimulus money from the federal government and small business loans and various things like that, that have helped kind of the economy stay afloat, but we still are not where we were prior to the pandemic. And I think one of the big things we're really watching from a chamber perspective is our workforce participation. We had issues with workforce participation prior to the pandemic, and since the pandemic, our numbers have gotten really very low in terms of workforce participation. I think we're now at almost 57% in workforce participation, which is about 2% lower than what it was prior to the pandemic.
Why was it important for the Kentucky Chamber to reach out to the Gatton College of Business and Economics to produce this report?
We've been working with Dr. Mike Clark and talking to him for the last couple of years, just really kind of taking the pulse of the economy. We talked to him about things like workforce. He and his team have been a really good resource for us at the Kentucky Chamber. But as we were kind of in the pandemic, making sure that we were focusing on our economic recovery, we started talking to him about, you know, it would be great to have a report every couple of months to make sure that our finger is on the pulse of our economic recovery. And the Kentucky Chamber, we have great staff there, but we do not have any full-time economists or PhD level economists. And so we asked Dr. Clark if they would be interested in a partnership. And I think it's a great partnership really with their expertise and their academia compared with our business acumen and kind of being the voice of the business community in Kentucky. And so it's been a nice partnership and we're excited to see where it goes.
Are you tracking the back-to-school plan and the kind of safeguards that school systems are implementing? Do we expect to see an economic surge when all these kids go back?
I would say over the last 10 months, we've had lots of calls from businesses all across the state from every issue. But I would say that one of the top questions that we had is, when can our kids go back to school? Because it's not only just an issue for those of us that do have children at home, they're trying to virtually learn. It really is a huge workforce issue as well. When parents who have jobs have to stay home and help their children go to school, many of the jobs in Kentucky can't be done from a dining room table. And we've worked very closely with the School Board Association, kind of tracking which school districts have gone back. And so I do think we're on the edge of getting all the kids back to school. We know it's good not only for their academic health, but also their emotional health as well. It's good for our workforce. It's good for our businesses. And I think now we kind of know how to mitigate some of the risks when it comes to COVID-19, mask wearing, social distancing, et cetera. And now that, you know, the education community and the teachers have all been vaccinated, there should be some safety in that.
In the time we've got left, how optimistic are you about the road ahead?
I think we're optimistic. I think that the vaccine distribution is making everyone feel like there really is light at the end of the tunnel. There's been a lot of help from the federal government to make sure that business has been able to stay afloat, even though our numbers and unemployment are lower than what they were prior to the pandemic. We have seen businesses stay afloat that may not have, if not for some of that federal help. Now that we have the vaccine, we're kind of acclimating to this new world. Business has learned to adapt in kind of this new environment. What we've learned in the last year is that Kentuckians and the Kentucky business community, they're nothing if not resilient. And so we're very optimistic about 2021.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you so much.
My guest today on The Business Side has been the president and CEO of the Kentucky Chamber, Ashley Watts. Check back next week for the second part of this discussion, where we talk with Dr. Mike Clark, the director of UK's Center for Business and Economic Research. As always, you can hear this conversation online at wuky.org.